Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Welcome back to Parkcast. We are a podcast for theme park fans. If you're new here, you're very welcome. I'm Bex. This is Kev.
Hello, everyone.
And we like to chat about all things going on in the theme park world, the theme park industry, and just basically life as roller coaster enthusiasts, which we've been for many, many years. We discuss this quite a lot, but we have probably been enthusiasts for about 20 to 25 years.
Oh, we're pushing 30 years now.
Yeah. How did that happen?
That was it. When we just walked into the theme park at 5 years old, it's like, I'm done, I'm hooked.
And then,
Mum and Dad, you know, it's like, that's it now.
This will take over your life. So, yeah, we like to chat about anything that's going on, really, anything that piques our interest. There was obviously a huge story a couple of weeks ago when the world's tallest roller coaster, King Dakar, over at Six Flags Great Adventure, there was a huge rumour it was going to close. Nothing was announced by the park. Enthusiasts like us got wind of it. They decided, yeah, it's definitely going to close. A load of people went for their last ever rides on it. Again, without the park knowing saying anything, there was no official confirmation that it was going to be its final weekend.
Nope. We didn't get any closing ceremony. We didn't get any build-up. I mean, even when Nemesis was closing for its 18-month, you know, we'd had this huge thing about Nemesis closing. And we were like, it's going to open again 18 months. And everyone was desperate to get the last ride in. And we made a big thing about it with actors around it. And
I know.
Yeah, King Dakar, tallest roller coaster in the world, it's all hush.
Hush. Mm. And lo and behold, the enthusiasts, for the first time in documented history, they turned out to be correct. And it has now been announced, obviously, that it's done. It's being closed. The whole area is being reimagined. We're not just losing King Dakar. There's Green Lantern, which is another lesser well-regarded coaster in that area is going. And there's a huge plan for investment from Six Flags, not just in that area or even just in that park, sort of through their portfolio, which no doubt our friends over in America will be very happy to hear. Obviously, Six Flags not always the most loved brand over there. The same as we have our gripes with Merlin over here, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But it did strike me that not only were the enthusiasts on top of the rumour and actually correct, it made me think about all the times as enthusiasts that we've been wrong. It does tend to happen a little bit more often. And we kind of come out with these harebrained schemes and plans, or we're almost so involved. We're like, we get so much information. We do so much digging that it's very easy to get hold of a plan before it's even fully formed. You know, a park might be just making inroads and that's it. We grab it and we run with it and we go, wow, I've worked it out, guys. I've worked out what's going to happen next. And I think we can all be very guilty of that.
Oh, absolutely. I think because we're so desperate to know what's the new thing or what's coming next, where we get very excited about all the new and upcoming attractions. We just want to know. And unfortunately, that means that we can be very persistent in trying to find out anything. You know, we're looking for the tiniest detail, whether it's a spot of chalk paint on a tree or on the ground, you know, which we think we've touched on before, that we're instantly like, I know, something's happening right here. And we want to be the first to post out there, don't we?
So there's definitely a bit of that.
There's a time and a place, I think, for rumours and thinking that we know what's happening.
There was a rumor that I mentioned on this podcast quite a few episodes ago, and it was a rumor that was around about 20 years ago, which I can't even believe I'm saying that, because to me it was like 5 years ago, but then I have to remind myself, no, it has been 20 years. And funnily enough, when King Dakar got announced as being removed, It kind of popped back up again on TikTok, because there was a friend of ours on TikTok actually who posted a suggestion that now that King Dakar's being closed and Blackpool have maybe got quite a bit of space in their park and they definitely want to draw attention to themselves, maybe we could move King Dakar over to Blackpool Pleasure Beach and we could have a strata coaster in the UK, hydraulic launch. And wouldn't that be lovely? Now, in fairness to this person, I don't think they were being super serious. My initial reaction was just to burst out laughing because I just, to me, it's like it's utterly ridiculous. I don't think anyone actually genuinely believes that this could or would happen, but this was the exact rumor that was going around 20 years ago. And the rumor was that Geoffrey Thompson, having built the big one, was buying a new roller coaster, which he was going to call the bigger one.
Was
There.
that
Which obviously, I think he probably had 10 minutes to himself one day and thought, yeah, here's a name that'll do. Right, bear in mind this was only ever enthusiast rumors. Amanda Thompson could be listening to this saying that was never ever ever going to happen. But this was about 2003, and there was definitely plans drawn up by somebody because I remember them being posted online on a forum, something like Ultimate Roller Coaster, which was an old message
Oh,
board
yeah.
back then. I remember seeing these plans, and the idea, it sounds ludicrous to even say, I can't even believe I'm saying it. The idea was it was going to be a launch coaster, 400 foot tall strata coaster, because Top Thrill Dragster had opened and everyone was like, wow, this is amazing. And Geoffrey Thompson had done his classic, gone to Cedar Point. I want one like that, but bigger. Where did we hear that before? But he's in Blackpool Pleasure Beach and there's nowhere to put a strata coaster. Hang on, don't worry, I've solved it. We will put it on its own purpose-built pier out into the North Sea, which will run parallel with the South Pier, which currently exists there. And it'll go 400 foot up in the air and come back down and back into the Pleasure Beach. Which, when I say it like that, it sounds ridiculous. But 20 years ago, there were a lot of us who were quite sure that this was going to happen. I would love to know if there was ever a plan by Geoffrey Thompson to have drawn this up, and or if this was just pure speculation on our behalf. I don't see how it could have possibly ever happened. The fact that the big one doesn't run on so many days because it's so windy off that coast in Blackpool, how you were going to get enough power in a launch to launch into the wind of the North Sea and get up a top hat that was over 400 foot, twice as tall as the big one. It's
You get a lot of
enchanting.
rollbacks, you know, if you
You
like if
probably, yeah, that would, you probably get more rollbacks than ones going over the top, to be fair.
My
Again,
goodness.
you mentioned about spots on trees and stuff. There was a load of speculation that there was these markings on the promenade, which were actual markings for where the footers were going to go
Oh,
for
wow.
the pier and the bridge. So it was going to cross the promenade like a bridge, and go over your heads onto this pier. I mean, even just building a pier is just a crazy level of engineering. How much money this would have cost? I can't even begin to imagine. But yeah, and there was rumors as well it was going to be an Intamin, and it like these were fully formed sort of plans in our heads back then that obviously never came to fruition, and it never happened. But King Dakar being dead and gone, who
Let's
knows?
bring this rumor. Let's get it circulating again.
Amanda, if you're listening, you need a peer.
I think
It
maybe
would.
we need to do a bit of public consultation and see who's up for it.
Who says
You know?
no? Yeah.
Anyone?
You've got, well, the ideal thing is it was rumored to be going out of Watson Road, which is the bit, in the park between the River Caves and the Big Dipper, that Watson Road kind of runs underneath it. It's the perfect area. We've just removed a ride out of that area. We've already said, Black Hole, the old Waltz in the Dark, that's being smashed down. So is the arcade underneath. It's the perfect space.
I mean, it said if they've decided not to put a gyro swing on there,
Exactly.
it's
Who
like the
needs a
perfect
gyro
time.
swing when
They're
you
not
could
gonna
have a
put a gyro
four
swing now. Exactly.
400
They've just
foot strata coaster into the North Sea?
They
Bin
were
off the
straight on the
gyro
phone,
swing.
straight on the phone to Six Flags. What do you do with King Dakar after it? You know, you get rid of it. I hear. I've got an idea for you.
This is why she had that change of heart. When we all expected her to announce something at the closure of the Grand Prix, and everyone's like, she's going to say what's happening. She's going to say what's going in its place. And then again, the enthusiast rumor was she had a last minute change of heart, which is why she didn't say anything. Maybe this is it. And we're sitting here laughing about it. And in 2 years' time, we've got a strata coaster in the North Sea.
This happens to a lot on podcasts. We tend to do this a lot with information. We mention it, and then literally within the next few hours, things come out.
It happens.
So be warned, everybody, if in the next day or so you find out about Blackpool
Can you
announcing this, could be
imagine?
our fault.
Can you imagine the like the mist that would the sea spray that you'd get on your face on
You'd need no
that
theming whatsoever. You're just literally blasting over the sea. It's just like, well, you know.
So
So.
yeah, well, so there we go. That was my favourite one from over the years. I know we've got plenty though. You must have heard some good ones.
I've heard some good ones. One of my personal favorites from Alton Towers, which I really would have loved to have come true, actually. It's not quite as crazy as King Dakar or a Stratocaster out of the North Sea, because on towers, you height restriction wise, there's only so much you can build. But one particular one that I've always liked and was always a bit disappointed that never happened was this rumor that near where the haunted house Jewel was at the time. So we're going back to the mid, you know, early noughties here. So Jewel was in 2003, and then during the next few years, there was this rumor that I heard that they were going to build a roller coaster around that gloomy wood area. So the flume, where the flume was, there was these plans already about removing the flume anyway because of its age, and obviously it was removed to make way for Wicker Man. But before that, there was this rumor that they were going to do a similar ride to that of like Velocity at Flamingoland, where, but not being on a bike, but you'd be on a broomstick to kind of fit in with the gloomy wood kind of feel.
Okay.
So where the flume would go into the woods, kind of behind where the haunt, you've got the haunted hollow, but all that bit, so you'd be flying on a broomstick through the woods. So it'd be obviously a launch one as well, because again, height restrictions.
Yeah.
I just thought that would be so cool. You know, it would add another ride into a gloomy wood area. You're flying through the trees and, you know, going around that area on a broomstick.
It
You
would
know,
make
that sounds,
sense.
and it would kind of fit.
Was that a John Wardley era incarnation?
I think this would have been still when he was not, well, he was retired, but he was kind of consultant at the time. So you're looking around before 13, probably now thinking about it. So between Jewel opening and about 13, sometime within that time period, and it's the same now, and it's probably why Wicker Man doesn't venture into that area, is because it, I think a lot of the trees are protected,
Right.
and it's you know that whole bit. That's why there's nothing in there still. You know, they've obviously managed to remove the flume, but Wicker Man kind of goes up to that boundary, so I
Yeah.
don't think we'll ever see anything kind of go in that bit, simply because most of those trees are probably protected. So it's one of
Stupid
those rumors.
trees.
I know, right?
Spoiling all our fun. Who needs a tree
So
anyway?
yeah, so that's a particular one of mine that I would have loved to have seen happen. Again, probably not so realistic due to the restriction of having to cut trees down that are protected. But it would have looked amazing flying around that haunted hollow, gloomy wood kind of area up to Forbidden Valley and back down to near where the haunted house Jewel
Yeah.
was.
How did
So
you
yeah,
hear about it?
just through people I know at the park,
Oh, sources.
and through people that know people, and you know, we talk about, you know, come on, give me some hints, tell me something interesting. Again, the thing with towers is always these spray paintings popping around here and there
You
anyway.
saw some on the weekend, didn't you?
I saw it literally at the
At the
when I
run
was
on
at the,
Towers, yeah, a
yeah,
couple of
so
weeks ago.
my wife was doing the half marathon, and while she was doing the
Crazy.
half marathon, I was out hunting for spray painting spots at towers. Only joking. But it happened to be that once the race was done and the rides were open, we were walking up near World of David Walliams, and it happened to be there's a tree up near the Burger Kitchen up there that had an orange spray paint. So I thought it was rather amusing that I was tempted, to, as we were talking about rumours, to throw it out there and go, crazy, look at the new ride that's coming. There's
It
a
look
tree being cut down.
diseased at all, that tree, or
No, just
no,
one of the
perfectly
your normal
healthy.
cedar trees up in that point of the park. So
The variety as well. I didn't have you as a
there you
tree
go.
guy.
No, it's
And
we have a cedar tree by our house. That's
but
how I know what it
okay,
looks like. It's the same tree.
All right, David Attenborough, calm
I'm
down.
really not a tree person. It just happened to be. I wanted to sound like I'm very knowledgeable here.
Well, I was actually going to hope that that orange spray paint was just going to be over the Burger Kitchen. just going,
No, I'm
just
afraid
demolish
not.
that. But you know, there's been a lot of rumors about that whole area and what could happen. I don't think any of us, you know,
No.
are that impressed with the whole world of David Walliams,
Well,
Cloud
interestingly
Cuckoo, and
enough, the rumor I heard before the world of David Walliams was it was going to become a Lego area, Lego themed area. And the rumor came about because we just had the dungeons put in. So what the rumor was because Merlin obviously owns Lego and dungeons and sea life. And at Alton Towers, you had a sea life center and now a dungeons. So the rumor came about that because they were obviously, there was obviously talk of that Cloud Cuckoo Land was going to be rethemed. So at the time, it was a case of, well, they've got a sea life center and dungeons. Lego made sense. That Lego, like a Lego themed area at the park would be like Merlin putting all of their kind of, you know, branding into one park at Alton
Cross
Tower. So
promoting
they'd
it.
have all of those different things. So before we got the David Walliams stuff, there was a rumor that I'd heard about it being a kind of Lego City kind of themed area
I
to
think
the
it's a shame,
park.
actually. I think that would have been better. More longevity to it.
And that David Walliams area sadly looks tired already. And it looks like that classic Merlin thing of it's looking tired, so that probably means it's going to be rethemed at some point very soon. Whether they choose to keep Gangster Granny would be an interesting one because, you know, that only opened in 2021. So it's not been open for long, and it's not really a ride you can easily retheme, is it?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm interested if anyone else heard any rumors about that area.
Back to rumors of the past. Do you remember an idea that Thorpe was going to get a B&M launch coaster?
There's a time where Thought Park was getting a coaster every year, and it was a very potential. There's probably so many rumors about what was going to
Just
happen at Thought
keep
Park.
throwing some darts at the board until one of them sticks.
Let's choose this coaster. Twink.
It's a launch and it's made by B&M. There you go. It was quite a big rumor at a time. And in fact, I actually think this one was a little bit more than a rumor because there were definitely some plans drawn up for it, which as enthusiasts we got hold of in an unconventional way. So just for some background, this was around 2002 and it was the area where Colossus now sits. So
Okay.
it was before that. And there was plans sort of being released online. I don't know where they came from, but there were plans produced, which again shared on one of these online forums, which showed a B&M launch in that spot. Interestingly, John Wardley at the time was clearly a keen Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 player, and he had made some roller coasters on Roller Coaster Tycoon, which he'd put for some reason on his own website, but he had password protected them. So you couldn't access them unless you had this password. So I guess he'd put them on his website so they were accessible for somebody who he wanted to show them to, but not everyone in the world. One of the nerdier enthusiasts among us decided that they could hack it. And they guessed his password. I don't know what it was. It was probably Nemesis 123. But they hacked into it and uncovered these Roller Coaster Tycoon files, which showed a launch coaster fitting the design of these plans which had been leaked online. So had so John Wardley had actually mocked this up on Roller Coaster Tycoon and was sharing it with somebody. That was about as far as it went. Thank goodness. I don't know if the person who hacked in was reprimanded. I don't know if John Wardley has since updated his password. I would hope so. But yeah, classic case
Nemesis
again.
with a 3 instead of an E, and then like 94. forever.
exclamation mark at the end. But yeah, in our minds that was all going to happen. Of course, it didn't end up happening, and we got Colossus. So could have had a B&M launch.
Hey, you know, never
Hey.
know. You don't know. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of these designers would have used those sorts of programs to, you know, to have a, you know, look at how things might work and, you
Yeah.
know, play around with these ideas. So,
How it looks as well, just like,
yeah.
does it look aesthetically pleasing? John mentioned in our interview with him, which you can go back and listen to, how he does use stuff like No Limits, and how it's a really, really good program to be able to render stuff on and kind of see how these things that he's kind of plotted out in his head might actually ride. But yeah, back in 2003, that's what we were doing,
There you
hacking
go.
John Wardley's Roller
I
Coaster
can't believe
Tycoon
someone tried
plans.
to hack
I actually can,
the
because
things that I say
Yeah,
are we
not
putting
us.
ourselves in this category
No.
here? Some enthusiasts
I lock
will
myself out of my own
no.
passwords. Never mind hacking someone else's. I don't
There's
stand a
too many passwords
chance.
to remember these days.
If it wasn't for Apple Keychain, honestly. Yeah, that was definitely a good one back in 2000 and 2002.
Very good. Talking about B&M coasters, obviously a theme park that we don't get to speak about much is American Adventure. And
Oh, you love American Adventure, don't you?
it was such a it's just so many amazing childhood memories of that theme park. And there was obviously rumors. I mean, during the time when American Adventure was obviously struggling to compete, and there was a time where John Broome's company group had taken over American Adventure. And so there was all these rumors about what were they going to put in to try and compete with the other parks. And obviously at the time he only had the Missile and you had the Twin Looper, which probably wasn't one of the worst roller coasters I'd ever been on.
But you still love the park.
Hey, I still loved it. Nightmare Niagara is probably still one of the best log flumes ever.
Well, it was the tallest log flume, wasn't
It
it?
was at the time,
Yeah.
and it was incredible. And also, this is back in the time where I didn't mind getting wet on rides. I'm different now, but back then I was all for it. But yes, you had Nightmare Niagara, which was incredible, and the Missile was still great. You know, it was still, you know, iconic. On, you know,
Vekoma
when you,
Boomerang.
oh yeah,
Was it smooth?
no, no. However. It was still a big coaster when you were small and
Yeah.
young. It was a big coaster to go
Yeah,
on, I
yeah.
tell you.
Yeah.
And you know, particularly when you looked across that lake and you got that view of all the rides and you could see the Missile in the distance. But that's another podcast for another day. So obviously the coasters there weren't going to compete with some of the others that were being built around the country. So there were plans for a being inverted coaster. Due to the fact that obviously Nemesis was incredibly popular, and they were hoping to have a wooden coaster get built as well,
Like a proper one,
a proper Woody,
like
absolutely,
Megaphobia, probably in the
Megaphobia style.
same, yeah,
So
same
there was
era.
always these rumors going around about what would American Adventure do. So obviously we had the one about an inverted coaster, which I think. When you compare that to, say, the Missile and the Twin Looper, had they, you know, taken those down and put new coasters in, I think it would have maybe have kept the park, give its, you know, longer life. Unfortunately, just visitor numbers were dropping and it just couldn't compete. And they obviously had to remove a lot of these attractions to pay for
Yeah.
stuff, for other things that they couldn't afford, really.
That would have been a big one though, B&M. Like that's a big cost for a park like that to have
Oh,
invested in.
absolutely. It would have been a massive investment, but you know, it was the sort of thing that I think that American Adventure probably needed to do. And you know, you'd be looking at a beautiful inverted coaster rather than a housing estate now being built on that land, sadly.
How things could have been.
So, yeah, that's a an interesting rumor for, you know, sadly a part that we don't have anymore.
Yeah, and how it could have changed its fortunes. We mentioned the Thorpe B&M launch. This was a lot more recently. There was a rumor about Thorpe getting a Woody instead of Saw. So again, it was that era, and I think this was the era when Andy Hine was really campaigning for a wooden coaster, a new wooden coaster in the
Yeah.
UK, and he'd clearly got into Two Swords as it was at the time, and was like, they're pecking their heads, build us a Woody, build us a Woody. So we'd all
He
talked
really was,
about.
wasn't he? When he said in about the story about before Wicker Man was built, it was like, where's the wood? Wasn't that what he said? Where's the
Where's
wood?
the
Saying to
wood?
that guy, yeah.
Well, they obviously were listening to him to some extent because they did draw up these plans for a Thorpe Woody, which, if you haven't seen them, oh my goodness, it looks epic. It give me that over Saw any day of the week. So that it was a rumor that we were going to get that, and I think had Merlin not bought out the parks, I kind of get the impression that Two Swords would have gone ahead with that rather than Saw. But I think Merlin came in, and in their classic Merlin way, were like, get an IP on it. It's quick, it's simple, it looks impressive. And there we go. Like, problem solved. We don't have to do a lot of explaining about what this ride is. You know, it's got Saw it all over it, and it's got a vertical lift hill and a beyond vertical drop. Like, they sold. You've sold it to the teenagers already. Obviously, what we've got is not a very good coaster off it, and an IP which is now
Not when you've
really
got
dated.
Hyperia sat right next to it either.
Exactly. Yeah. It
Well, you
doesn't.
got Hyperia right by it.
It's not the same quality, is it, at
It
all?
looks teeny tiny as well now. It looks very insignificant. It's like it was meant to be incredibly intimidating. It's based on these horror films, and now it just looks this tiny little drop compared to Hyperia's insane, like insane drop. So,
Fair play to Andy as well, actually. I think, you know, he's got a point. If they'd built a Woody there, yes, it wouldn't have had that immediate reaction from the general public, but it would still have been riding today as well as it was when it opened, and I think it would have been a more impressive ride this many
Definitely.
years down the line. But
And he made a very good point that people will still go to ride it because it's a new roller coaster, whether it's a wooden coaster or a steel coaster. That's like what we learned with Wicker Man, wasn't it? Like,
exactly.
you know, it captured people's imaginations. It was a new coaster. People are still going to go to On Towers to
Yeah.
try the new roller coaster out. And then when they
Especially.
realize it's really good, they go, oh, okay, you know, so. And
Yeah.
that was the problem I found with like with Saw was that it was just like you're right, it's like, well, that's another Gerstler uncomfortable coaster to ride. Tick that off the list. Great. Yay.
Yeah, and talking of Wicker Man, again, a classic rumour, which I'm sure a lot of people do not want to hold their hands up to say they were part of this, but there were a lot of people who were part of this.
We know who you are.
We know who you are. When Wicker Man was being built, when plans were being submitted, in fairness, there was part of the plan was it's going to have some sort of silent lift hill, some sort of silent magnetic lift hill that was literally detailed in the application, clearly to appease the neighbours and say, look, please let's build this roller coaster. It's going to be really quiet, honest.
Because we even got the sound tunnels at the top.
Yeah,
So
and
like
that
when
was
the
in
lifter
there as
was going up
well.
to the top, the
Yeah,
sound tunnels
it
were all
said
part of the
first
plan to
drop's
kind
going to
of
be.
absorb some of the
Yeah.
sound.
Yeah, exactly. So this was all in there. Enthusiasts can't just take that at face value. It's going to be a launched Woody. That was what we were getting. Like the one at Dollywood, it was going to be a Woody with a launch lift hill. And of course, it didn't happen. And what did we get instead? The world's noisiest lift chain. They could not have put a louder lift chain on that
No,
ride.
absolutely not.
It's
What's the
like they
point
did
of
it
the
out of
sound tunnel
spite.
now?
Yeah,
There's no point putting
exactly.
that tunnel in there, is there
It's
really now?
taken
So
off. The
it's
lift
like
hill
we
is
should,
far louder.
but you know, but in all fairness, we want to get that orange light in there and that smoke effect in that first tunnel.
It is good. I
So,
yeah, I
you
like the
know,
tunnel. It's
but I tell you what, I do love that noise. We joke about it being loud, but there's
good.
something beautiful about that classic clanking
Yeah.
sound as of on a wooden coaster. So,
Yeah.
could
Sounds
have
like
been
a roller coaster,
interesting.
doesn't it? And it didn't happen. But there was also another rumour, which you would have loved. I don't know if you remember this, that there was going to be a dark ride section on Wicker Man.
And yeah, I really thought there was as well.
You were looking at the plans, that
I
maintenance building. You're like,
really,
oh.
when I when and again, I should have realized this because it's again, we're talking about the same company here, and I should have realized this that all my hopes in that we were going to get this dark ride section at the start because it made sense where the train leaves and then goes round under and then
Yeah.
up onto the lift hill. We're gonna get potentially something around there. And then when I realized it is literally just a tunnel that's lit with a bit of smoke in it, I was just like, no.
And the end
Like,
as well. The end bit should have more in it after the
yeah.
brake run.
So again, because that all felt like part of that, it was very Air in its approach
Yeah.
of, I should have realized this tunnel is not going to be themed as I want it to. Which was a shame because actually the whole area was themed really well. It was so immersive
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
so like pleased of how much detail they went into just the tunnel. And if Merlin are listening, now I know then there are obviously financial things going on, but please can we do sort out the rapids and runaway train tunnel? We were talking about Disneyland and it made me think about Big Thunder Mountain and how you go through certain sections of that and it's so beautifully themed. Can we do something with that tunnel? I'm going to put a rumor out now that I'm hoping they listen to and they go, oh, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should do like a Big Thunder Mountain effect where you go through the tunnel and the barrels are all there and then the it's the fuses that are going like this and then there's a big explosion at the end. Can we just not put that on Runaway Mine Train? You know, what's with all the tunnels that just get
Nothing.
left and not themed? So I'm putting that out there as well.
I mean, I don't want to rain on your parade. I think it's more likely that the Congo River Rapids will just cease to exist rather than
I
that
know, right?
happening. But you never
I can
know.
dream. I can dream.
Just
I can dream.
stick some bits in next
You
time you're
know.
there.
And the same thing for Spinball. I don't know about you, Bex, but Spinball Whizzer has always had that rumor of it was a temporary
Temporary.
coaster,
Yeah.
wasn't it, really? And if you
How
look at
long
it
has it
still
been? It's
today,
20 years?
20 years this year, 2004 it would open. So, you know, same year as they rethemed the log flume into the flume. Someone keeps speaking in my ear about the flume duck being in the tunnel still underneath where. I'm sure it's in. I'm sure it's in the Curse of Alta Mana because there's a giant duck at the end.
Is there? I obviously I
You
wasn't
wouldn't
looking
know.
at
You've
that,
gone
but I
got
would
your
know.
eyes
I know. I was
open.
like
You wouldn't know. Is the most intense part of the ride. I'm hiding
you
now.
trying to start a rumor on me? Oh yeah, they've put the flume duck in Curse of
No,
Old Manor.
genuinely, in the
What?
in the in the
I'm not buying this.
well, if you believe that it is, there's still a duck in there. It's a different duck. Hey, but. When
Got
she
two ducks.
shrinks you down, you sit, you know, and she says, "You look perfect in my doll's house." There's a Jack in the Box with the clown's head. Jack in the Box comes out, but by that is the supposed flume duck with half its eye hanging out. And
Interesting.
whether it's the real one, I don't know how many big flume ducks they
Exactly. How many did they
make.
buy?
I remember the one on the flume that was terrible. In fact, that was probably scarier than anything on Curse of Alta Manor. It was the giant duck that came out. Mark, mark, mark.
Such a
You know.
I'm just adding this to our list of future episodes. Terrible sponsorships
Oh, Imperial
that.
Leather. So we had Spimble Wizard, which was, you know, always talked about, was just temporary. And, you know, it still looks temporary. Whereas, like, Dragon's Fury at Chessington, that clearly was not a temporary ride. If you look at its layout, there was no way that was just going to be temporary. Whereas Spinball is very temporary. Even
Yeah.
now, it's just looks like it could easily be
Just
taken
plonked
down as
down.
something.
Yeah.
Because I think the rumor I'd heard was that CBeebies Land was going to continue to be expanded. So
That
obviously
would make sense.
we had the Octonauts roller coaster
Yeah.
right by where Spinball Whizzer is.
Yeah.
And then the rumor was that Spinball would be taken down and CBeebies Land, sorry, would be continued to be expanded out into that area. Now that's obviously not happened. Spinball has stayed put. And yeah, so the rumor that Spinball is temporary will go on and on
It will
until
go
it's
on
finally
until
been removed, you know,
exactly.
30 years later or whatever. So
We've done a lot of good ones here. There's one final one which I wished was true, before we get to yours, which only because I grew up in South Wales, just outside of Newport, and when I was in my true enthusiast era when I was really soaking all this stuff up. Like Ultimate Roller Coaster was my first go-to every time I fired up the dial-up internet
Oh, yeah.
connection.
Yep.
It was onto Ultimate Roller Coaster, and 15 minutes later, the forums would have loaded. But the rumor was we were getting a massive theme park literally about 10 minutes from my house, just
Wow.
outside a little town called Mega in South Wales. And it was going to be an all-weather theme park. So it was going to be totally indoors.
Ah, okay.
They reckoned it was going to be like 3 million people a year were going to visit it. And it was going to be like 800 acres. So it was actually going to be massive, but for
Wow.
all indoors. And I was like, yeah, we're going to theme park literally down the road. Of course, it never happened. I think it was going to be called Legend Court because there was a lot of talk at the time that King Arthur, like Sword in the Stone, all that was actually in that little area where I grew up, and that we were the true home of that legend.
So King Arthur's actually Welsh then.
That was the story.
There you go.
Cannot confirm or deny. But yeah, there was like plans drawn up, and it wasn't just something that someone said, hey, imagine if they did this. It was actually going to move forward. But then
Was it Paramount by any chance?
I don't think it was. No, I don't think it
They tried
was.
in Wales, failed, and
Yeah.
then they tried again, and then that seems to be a rumor that has also part
Yeah.
of the now files of rumored theme parks opening.
Yeah, hopefully we are actually getting one. If you haven't listened to our Universal episode with Lawrence, go back and listen to that one. I'm confident after speaking to him. We couldn't do this episode though without probably the most famous unbuilt attraction that we all got ourselves worked up about. It didn't end too badly. It ended with Wicker Man, but obviously before that, for a long, long, long time, it was all about the Cross Valley Woody at Alton Towers.
Yeah, that Cross Valley coaster. Poor John Wardley must get asked about that so much.
Wonder if he'd built a roller coaster tycoon file.
And well, that was probably it then, wasn't it? It's funny because you can find it on YouTube actually now. There's John Wardley's there's the documentary of when John Wardley was working on the Haunted House, Runaway Mine Train. He talks about Vampire at Chessington and obviously the Building Nemesis. Themes, Dreams, Scream Machines, something like that.
You say it as if it's not one of your favorited videos, your saved
Oh, it's
videos.
just so good. I mean,
I
that's
think
what
it's called
I think. I'm saying it, but I'm in my head. I'm going, is that right? I'm double. I'm not sure if that's right. But you can find it on YouTube. It's this documentary about that. Now, there are certain parts in the video where obviously John has been told just to, while he's chatting about stuff, he's always been told by a director, or whoever, just to, get these plans, put them out on this table. Can you get these books out just to, to look, have a look through. Yeah, I'm looking through whilst I'm narrating something. And there was always these, the where you're like trying to pause it. Pause it there. He's got a plan out. Is that it? Which if you fancy doing it on YouTube now and watching that documentary, you
It's
can
the first
pause it
thing I'm
at
going to do
certain
when we
points.
finish this.
And people are adamant that you can see the plans for this Cross Valley coaster, which, if it had got built, would have broken so many records,
Yeah.
just for being the steepest, fastest, longest wooden coaster in the world. And the rumor was always that it was where 13 currently is, to wouldn't go into the gardens, but it would be close to where the gardens was,
Right.
into the actual valley on the other side, up to the other side, and currently where Galactica is,
Yeah.
round, and then back again. So you'd get to do that drop twice almost, because you'd be going from near where 13 is down the valley, up, around, and then drop again back to the other side. And this was always such a famous rumor because I think it was just would have been incredible. And
Again, it was
again,
this time where Andy was really pushing for a Woody. And I think we probably all kind of felt his pain in that Merlin are never going to do it because
Yeah.
a Woody sounds boring to the general public. Whereas
Yeah.
if it's going down the side of a valley,
But you got to
it's
think this rumor
easy.
is going back to the 90s,
Yeah.
because this documentary takes place, in the mid 90s, and around that kind of time. And if their plans are what he is looking at, that was the idea that, they were very aware that the success at Alton Towers would be building something really big. But obviously, you can't build over a certain height, and obviously, the valley coaster works because you're basically going to hug the terrain. You're not having to go high. You just because you've naturally high up where the valley is. You're already
Yeah.
high up, so you're not having to go up a lift hill. You're
Yeah.
literally just going to go. The momentum of that
Using.
drop is going to take you all the way up round to the other
Yeah.
side, drop, and get you back to the other side.
I guess you maybe wouldn't have even been that far off the ground.
No.
Would have been like quite terrain hugging, bit like the ultimate at Lightwater Valley, a bit of
Yeah, just like the ultimate. Yeah, absolutely.
that.
It would have been in seriously intense, I think.
Yeah.
And again, it was a wooden coaster, which they were definitely would have been after, because wooden coasters, although maybe not popular at the time, but it would have worked so well.
Was it a GCI? I think when they were talking about the plans, and it was like GCI had actually been sort of brought in and consulted on it.
Probably in later plans, because I know that this was never shelved. I think there was a genuine push constantly during the 90s, but we got Nemesis and Oblivion, which we are still very thankful for, I think, in terms of innovative, because obviously Nemesis, because of having to go into the ground, same with Oblivion almost. So you've got probably other, companies they would have gone to at the time. And then as we got further close to where Wicker Man is now, GCI would have been perfect for that sort of thing. I don't really know why. I'm guessing reasons being, again, is because of trees being TPO'd, protection, and just the sheer size of this thing would have potentially caused a lot of issues, probably. Me personally, I'd love the wing coaster if they if they if we in the future, if this ever does come up, I'd love a wing coaster down that drop,
Yeah.
because that would be amazing. Or a
Yeah.
flawless coaster,
Yeah,
something that's like a
where you
B&M.
literally feel like you're just sitting
Yep.
down.
If we don't have, we already have a Woody at Towers
Yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But if anything was to come through with that kind of coaster, I'd love a wing coaster at Towers. I know we'd have already got two in the UK already, but just going down that valley drop on a winged coaster. And we I don't mind Galactica, but it's not my favorite. It's one my towards the bottom of my list of coasters at Towers. So I'd rather have something big like that. And I do think sometimes Alton Towers does need to make a bit of a statement coaster in its
Yeah.
future plans. I know an indoor coaster is great. You look at the success of like Guardians of the Galaxy at Epcot. I know we're not going to get that kind of coaster, but dark coasters are, indoor coasters are still popular. People love Space Mountain. So it's the perfect thing, but I would love Alton Towers to have a big statement coaster. Thought Park have got Hyperia, which is great. You can still say the Blackpool, that Blackpool have the big one. That's still their big statement
Yeah.
coaster. An Icon is great, but that's still their big statement
Yeah.
coaster. But I really would love Alton to have a big statement coaster. And if there was ever a way of doing it, and I think this is why this rumor is always talked about, just because of the sheer size of this thing and what it would do, I think the locals will have a field day.
Well, yeah, I think this is
That's the other
why.
probably other big issue you've got
Yeah,
there.
exactly. I think so. There was a planning permission, or I don't even know if it's proper planning permission. I think it was like an environmental impact sort of proposition that was put forward, and this was like in 2003 or something like that. And even that was enough for them to just go, absolutely not, no way, this is crazy. I always get the impression that for John Wardley, it's kind of like the one that got away, and that. There's probably still part of him which thinks it might still happen. It's it's not, like you say, it's not totally been put to bed yet. It's not a this can never happen because there's some great crested newts at the bottom of the valley. So it's just not going to happen. I think it's a bit like Spinball, but much better for us in that it is the rumor that will not go away until someone comes out and says fundamentally it is never going to happen because it can't. It literally can't. And no one's ever said that.
No, and I think the closest again to seeing it happen was there was a time again rumored around 13, because the queue line goes into the woods, doesn't it? And a lot of people were spotting trees that were, I know, we're talking about trees again, aren't we here?
Do they have
I
neon
don't know what
paint?
trees they are before anyone asks me. There are too many trees in that wood for me to be able to name. But there was times when there was a lot of markers on the ground and on trees around that area, and because of the plans suggesting that it was going to go from that part of the park to the other side, again, people were just going to say it. I
We
would
won't
love a
give up
Crossvalley
hope.
coaster. We won't give up hope.
We never, you never
Absolutely not.
know. Maybe in our lifetime, we will one day ride down the side of the valley, Alton Towers, in some form or other. We will wait and see. I think that's been fun. That's been fun laughing at ourselves and our little community of how we get excited about things.
Definitely.
But as we always say on this podcast, we only say these things because we are so passionate about them, and we only ever want the best for the parks. We are not here, just having a go or anything like that. We say everything that we say with the best of intentions because it's not only our hobby, it's something that we really care about, and we want these parks to be the best that they possibly can be. And we know it's very challenging, and we know there's no magic wand, not even a Merlin magic wand that can just fix everything and make everything
No,
perfect.
absolutely not.
That's it for today's episode then. We'll be back again next week with another one. If you enjoyed today, do hit the subscribe button, then you'll know when we release another one. You'll get a little notification about that, which will make life a little bit easier for you. And if you want to drop us a little rating, everything always helps. For now, though, we've been Parkcast.
Parkcast. The UK's original theme park podcast.